Joined by head coach Bill Podorf over at Pattonsburg, there are two games left to go. Tonight should be a really good one. Princeton-Pattonsburg, this will be the second meeting of the season between the two squads. First time around didn't go real well for the Panthers. That was way back at the Albany tournament. First day of December, 77-52. Rematch tonight at Pattonsburg High School, then North Nottoway at Pattonsburg Thursday. And we'll take a look at this bracket over at King City. Class 1 District 15 next week. Kind of save a lot of this discussion, I believe, for next week, as Pattonsburg does have a first round bye. Their first game will be 1 week from tomorrow in postseason play. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing very well.
You had a game against Maysville where we know that they're big and physical and, you know, tough to score against inside, but you had a game where the ball just didn't go in the hoop well for you Saturday.
Yes, it was in fact, both times playing them last Tuesday and Saturday was the same way. You keep telling the boys the ball's going to go in, and keep shooting the shots we're shooting, and for two games. So I'm going to give them a lot of credit for disrupting us and making it harder for us to make shots. So
the one thing about Maysville we talked about last week is you got Willis and you got Evans inside. So that, you know, that's a really physical 1-2 punch, but I think that kind of underrates their guards, led by Metzger. Their guards, they're pretty good. You know, Metzger can shoot the ball, and they're pretty quick. So on the perimeter, they're not easy to handle there either.
No, last Tuesday when we went down there and lost by 35, Metzger went, he had 9 threes. 35 points for the night, and then Willis had 21 points inside, and then they had Evans inside, had some baskets and had 12 points. So Saturday when we played them again for the second time in under a week, we tried to concentrate on keeping Willis and Metzger under control, and each of them just had 11, so they scored 22 points, and then, you know, 5 days earlier had 56, but we still lost by 31, so they had other guys step up.
I know that the game as a whole wasn't all that enjoyable for Pattonsburg, but the event as a whole for you, to get all of those different teams from one conference together for one kind of big extravaganza of games that run from 9 in the morning until 9, 10 o'clock at night, how fun is it to be a part of that?
It is. It's pretty good. I mean, I just think for us, we wish we'd have played a little better, made more shots. It might have been a little bit more fun, but we came out of there defensively doing what we need to do. We just couldn't make any baskets.
Is it a game where do you approach it and just say, you know, let's, you know, it wasn't our day. We flush this one. It's on to the next. Is that kind of the way you approach it with the boys?
Yeah, for the most part. I told them Monday before we had a little walkthrough before we went down to Northland Christian. I said, you know, we shot 5% from the three-point line, 26% from the two-point line, and 25% from the free throw line. That should never happen again.
Yeah.
But I told them the same thing on Tuesday against Maysville, and we did get worse. So I don't know. I think it just got to be a mental thing with them also. So.
Well, you did get a victory against Northland Christian, but it you know, certainly out of two of the three games, it was a struggle last week. This Princeton team, we both know that they're a good team. You've seen them in person. You kind of know what makes the Tigers tick. This feels like a really big game for Pattonsburg tonight.
It is. We haven't had we've had a couple wins that are pretty significant. But most of the time with the wins we've had are wins we should have. But Princeton, we know they're with Talon Holt. I mean, really talented player, good and physically strong, and Finney inside, and then their guard plays really good. Evans outside. And we just need – I kept trying to tell the kids last week, we need to be able to just compete against a good team, a good physical, long team. It seems like when a team's longer than us, which is about everybody, we have a hard time, think we can penetrate, have a harder time going inside. We settle for a three-pointer. If it's going in, we're really good. If it's not, we're not as good. But we just need to figure out a way to compete. And we're just right now, we're just trying to compete against these 2A schools and try to get ready for districts.
North Nottoway on Thursday, Coach. What do they have, and what are the challenges that you anticipate from them on your floor?
Well, they're better than they have been in the past. Cody Jenkins now, Coach Jenkins is coaching them, and he brings a lot of intensity and defensive minded. You know, he played all those years at Jefferson, and so he brings some of that mentality with him. They're better than they have been. They got a kid, Blackford kid, that's been hurt. He's back. He's one of their better athletes. He's back and playing, and they run a good 1-2-2 zone defense and a good press. So we'll have to play well that night also.
Now, here's what it looks like for next week. Pattonsburg does have a little confidence boost, and there's a confidence boost, and there's also the fact you don't need to worry about playing in the first round. That's the biggest thing with getting the bye. Pattonsburg gets the bye. They have the one seed, Class 1 District 15 at King City. King City Stanbury will play Monday of next week at 5. Winner this and plays Pattonsburg in the semifinals, 6 o'clock on Wednesday the 22nd. So as long as weather's good next week, hopefully it is, we'll have an opponent. We'll give a little preview of that when we talk with Coach Potter for this time next week. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against those Princeton Tigers.
Hey, thank you very much.